When I, in turn, found myself looking at the same paintings, they were always the best in the show. Primitive societies have often attributed special magical powers to certain works of art. The Byzantines understood this reaction. Indeed, at one period in their history, the Iconoclast period, they understood it so well that they became afraid of it. What their society did, in general, was to codify the magic of art. As is well known, the icon painters were not encouraged to be original. They had to return again and again to the same fixed types, trying to make them, if possible, even more intense. A Byzantine exhibition of this extent and quality is of particular interest now for several reasons. One is that contemporary art puts an increasing emphasis on the idea of the magical, on the psychic power inherent in a certain kind of inexplicable object. It may seem, however, that while we cultivate the idea of originality at all costs, Byzantine artists did the opposite. Yet this leaves out one of the commonest strategies found in avant-garde production. I'm speaking of appropriation. To appropriate is to take full possession of an object or idea that may indeed have been invented by someone else, but to make it, by sheer force of will, completely one's own. The great icon painters of Byzantium